Welcome to the hit radio show, Authenticity Rising, with Christine and Sabrina. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you know that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Authenticity Rising with Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz will provide simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Christine and Sabrina invite you to join them each week on Transformation Talk Radio and rise to the occasion of your life. Now, here are your hosts, Christine and Sabrina.
Hello, everyone. I'm Christine Upchurch.
And I'm Sabrina Fritz.
And you are listening to Authenticity Rising on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to rise to the occasion of your life. Each Monday on Transformation Talk Radio, we have some of the most authentic, leading-edge teachers on the planet who can help you to discover true empowerment. Hey, Sabrina.
Hi, Chris. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing well. I'm feeling a little warm right now. Still in Colorado and melting.
You never expect to melt in Colorado. Most people think it's cold here year-round, I think.
Yeah, well, you know, I understand that we are having some unusual weather here in Colorado. You know, for those of you who don't know this, I'm typically in Seattle, and I think it's probably about 65 degrees and cloudy there right now. So this is, you know, quite the shock. But it's absolutely beautiful here, so I've been happy to be here. And Sabrina, you and I got to have a lot of fun this weekend, didn't we?
We did. We had our workshop in Loveland, Colorado, just north of Denver, and amongst all the wildfires that are happening right now. Somehow, we didn't have any smoke in our area where we were at, and it was a beautiful day with some amazing women. Men seemed to be a little scared still.
Well, we are scary people, aren't we? Now, you know, I think that authenticity either seems like out there or involves vulnerability. I'm not sure which thing is keeping the men away yet. So, but I'm thoroughly expecting more men to show up next time around. And, you know, we heard from some of the women who said, that they're going to be bringing their friends, their loved ones next time around who are male.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to that because, you know, we're in this all together. There is no separation, you know, so yeah. It's time for us all to move forward in more authenticity, integrity, and being comfortable in sharing ourselves with each other.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you and I have talked about this before. It seems like over the last year and a half, the energy's been changing here on the planet. Life's been changing, and people are being forced to face things that they haven't had to face before, including shifts in relationships, shift in their finances, jobs, I mean, all sorts of things, including shifts in perception of self. And I think many of us have been feeling the inner urging to shift and connect more fully with who we truly are. And that includes men.
You're right. I agree. And, you know, it's just time. We're here. This is why we came here on this planet at this time, was to be a part of these amazing changes and evolution and consciousness. And so, yes, I'm excited for all the energies to permeate both sexes.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. And it was interesting. For those of you who didn't hear about this already, Sabrina has been doing some stand-up comedy. And Sabrina, you've been fabulous. And I saw the video for your first performance, but I actually had the pleasure of seeing you perform live on Thursday evening at the Denver Improv. That was so cool.
That was a lot of fun. It was. But talk about some tough energy to follow. And that being the first woman after three kind of angry young men. It was
kind of angry.
Well,
really,
you were
angry.
Yeah, you were probably more present to their experience than I was, because I was still in my head of my set, going through my set in my head. But I could tell that the energy in the room was really actually shocked, I think, was the best description.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, and there was you know, a crowd that looked like they're mainly, I don't know, yuppies to sort of the alternative realm, but a nice mix of people who looked like they were there to have a good time. And I think that after the first person, first man who did his routine. I think we're all a little bit in shock. And then when it was followed by another and then yet another angry, angry man, I'm thinking, and you know, much of this anger is aimed towards women. And there were a lot of women in the audience, including myself. And it was kind of shocking to me. And I know that it was done in the vein of humor, but there was such an edge to it. And I'm thinking, you know, I guess I haven't been exposed to some of the female hatred, the hatred, you know, from men in a really, really long time since I was probably, I don't know, you know, it wasn't obvious to me since, you know, maybe I was in my college days or something, back in the days when feminism was just sort of rising up. But I was shocked. I was literally shocked. But one of the things that was really clear to me about these three comedians as they were going through their routine, and some of it, you know, had some humor to it, they weren't allowing themselves to really get to that vulnerable place. And I think that the best humor sort of plays upon our vulnerability and our weaknesses and our humanity of you know, how imperfect we are. And that's one of the things I so appreciated about your routine, from your, you know, like, I love the story of when you were going to protect your buff 18-year-old son from the police officer.
Yeah, from the 200-pound police officer.
Yeah, yeah. And it was, did you tell that story already? Because I would so like you to tell that story. And just like, you know, in talking as opposed to your routine, because it's a funny story.
Well, you know, it's an interesting story, yes. It was happened recently on our return trip from Sedona, Arizona, coming back into Colorado. My husband and I were riding our motorcycles, and my son, Davin, was following in my car behind us on the return trip. And we had just gone through the really hot desert of Arizona, and even my inner elbows were getting sunburned because I couldn't wear my leather jacket anymore. It was just too hot.
Uh-huh.
And the sunscreen was worn off, you know, so I was kind of in a miserable state a little bit in those elements, in that condition. And we were riding the back roads and ended up, you know, we're on a lot of different Indian reservations during that trip. And we pass a car that's hidden behind the bushes. And I knew my intuition was like, oh, that's a police officer. And Greg was leading and he had slowed down. We weren't even speeding at that time at all. But when we were passing the sheriff, I happened to look at my speedometer. I was like, oh, cool. You know, we're not speeding. So that's good. Because, you know, there's a lot of times I am.
Right. Yes, I've driven with you recently. I can attest to that.
Yes, you can. And so then suddenly I see Greg turning his turn signal on to indicate we're pulling off the side of the highway. And I was kind of, I didn't know what was happening. I look in my side view mirrors and see that my son is being pulled over by the Navajo sheriff. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty upset at that time. Because I knew we weren't speeding and that there was nothing wrong with my car. And there was no reason for him to be pulled over other than the fact that he's an 18-year-old boy driving an Audi heading toward Durango, right, which is a college town and probably known for some of its party atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And oh boy, that mother bear just ignited immediately. And I get off my bike and I don't even take the time to take my helmet off at my bike. I am walking and I'm walking, you know, like 300 feet back toward my son. And my husband just takes his motorcycle. He whips a U-turn and rushes to get between me and the sheriff because he knows I tend to be a little protective and a little vocal.
Yeah. And you are a mama bear. You know, I mean, I've watched you parent for many years, and you definitely give your children lots of freedom. It's not like you don't trust them to take care of themselves, but they're, you know, there's this aspect of you being the mama bear that this fierce woman comes out.
Oh, yes. And she comes out rather abruptly and like a very, very vocal and loudly. And so my husband, who has been raised by his father is a retired highway patrolman, so he feels like he really has the information to deal with law enforcement and is much better equipped at doing that than me, you know, but I'm like rocking up, what's going on? And Greg goes, oh, he was following too closely. And I'm like, no, he wasn't, you know. I start to argue. Greg's like, let me handle this. I'm like, fine. So I just stand by the car with the kids until, you know, the sheriff left, which was the best thing for him right. at that point.
That's so funny. And so what was the last line in your story about this on stage?
Wouldn't that have been a great family memory? Do you remember the time Mom was tasered?
Yes. Yeah, I don't think that'd be such a great family memory, and I don't think it'd be a lot of fun to ride on a motorcycle after that or after being
injured. No, not at all. Not at all. And my husband was like, did you see where his hands were? One was on the mace and one was on the handgun.
Crazy woman trying to protect
yes.
her young.
That's yeah. it. Yep.
Well, now, I'm really excited about today's show because we get to talk about the workshop that we did, and we're going to invite listeners to call in. And we've got an 800 number here. The number is 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. This is Christine Upchurch, and you are listening to Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll explore more about our workshop and the eight simple steps for stepping into true empowerment. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The hit radio show Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina is energizing people everywhere to rise to the occasion of their lives. Do you feel overwhelmed by all the information out there that's designed to improve your life? Do you feel that you're destined to become more? Are you sometimes afraid to fully express who you are? Let Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina help you to step into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Co-hosts Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz invite you to join them every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. And rise to the occasion of your life.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. To get your free copy now, that's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. transforming the world one listener at a time.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. And today, Christine and I are talking about our own journeys into authenticity. We had our workshop this past weekend, and we do want to share some insights on the 8 simple steps that we've developed to help people be more authentic and discover true empowerment in their lives. But that isn't because we necessarily have it or have achieved it fully, is it?
Right. No, it isn't. And it's funny because I feel like on some level we should have this disclaimer on our Facebook page, Authenticity Rising, and our website, and on the show every week. We're teaching about authenticity, which kind of makes us frauds because we're teaching what we need to learn. We're on our own journeys, you know. We spent much of last week together, which is fabulous. I always enjoy coming and being with your family, and that which include your 2 dogs and cat, and spending time and, you know, working on our own expansion, our professional expansion, and our personal expansion, and playing too.
Yes, and we do. We have a good time. We always get along so well. And, you know, this particular past week was interesting because we had the house to ourselves, basically.
Right.
My husband was out working during his normal studio hours, and with my youngest daughter on vacation, visiting her cousins in Atlanta. And my gosh, my 18-year-old son, who doesn't need my protection, has moved out of the house. And all of this has happened in such a short period of time. And then we had dinner, a lovely dinner, with my eldest daughter and her brand new fiance.
Yeah, you're going through some life changes there, Sabrina, aren't you?
Yes, I am. And you get to see how well or not so well I handle some of those changes.
Well, you know, we've shared each other's lives for many years, and we know that everything has an ebb and flow. And it seems like you definitely had some things coming up this past week.
Yeah, it's been an interesting time. And, that's one of the things about being really authentic and allowing yourself to express your emotions, your feelings, those thoughts as they come up.
Right.
And, you know, it's something I'm getting better and better at, and not necessarily approaching law enforcement officers with it, but just your loved ones and your closest friends. And, you know, it's one of those things that with all these changes, there's been all this emotional roller coaster ride I've been on. And
hold on, folks. If you're waiting, we're having a very authentic moment. If you can hear me, or perhaps you're hearing Sabrina and I'm talking right over her again. This is Authenticity Rising, so we might as well be authentic together. Let's see. It says, it sounds like we've lost Sabrina just temporarily, not completely off the planet. So I guess I'm on my own to yak at you about my authenticity. I don't have any stand-up comedy routines to give you, but I do want to tell you that one of the things we talked about on our workshop last week was how many of us have developed belief systems about emotions. Sabrina was just talking about the importance of allowing the emotions to come through. And, you know, I don't know about those of you who are listening right now, but I know that when I was raised, I was taught that there were only certain types of emotions that were okay to display, you know, the positive ones that come with a smile, you know, the joy, the gratitude, the, you know, appreciation of other people. But when I felt anger, when I felt sadness, I was told to stuff those feelings. And that in and of itself is so incredibly toxic. I'm getting a text message about giving Sabrina's landline. We're having a very authentic moment. But anyway, yes, we tend to control our emotions. And you think about a baby, when a baby cries, maybe gets upset with something about something, the baby cries, they get red in the face, their cheeks get puffy, they just allow the emotions to flow through. And then they feel happiness. But, you know, other times when we grow up, it's kind of like, oh, we're feeling upset. Instead of getting red in the face, instead of expressing our anger, expressing our sadness, expressing our displeasure with something, we stuff it. And then we just move forward as though we're happy with each other and everything's fine. And it takes a toll on us. It takes a significant toll where we feel out of balance and we begin to feel it in our bodies. You know, we have like physical stress. It might be tension in the neck. It might be, you know, some muscular tension elsewhere. It might be stomach upset, issues that force us to sort of pay attention. But no. We've also been trained to not listen to our bodies. We feed it all sorts of junk, and there we are kind of, you know, just pushing our way through our lives and not getting enough sleep. And again, we're not listening to our bodies. And sometimes it takes a real wake-up call, such as cancer or an auto accident or an ulcer, to say, you know what, there is something out of balance. Sabrina, are you back? I think we may have you on the landline.
Yeah, I had to call in on the 800 number. I have no idea. Maybe I was just supposed to shut up at that point.
Yeah, we had a very authentic moment on our show, didn't we?
Yeah, how did you handle that? Was it okay? Did I just, like, disappear into thin air? And?
Well, I sang for everybody. I sang them a lullaby.
Did not. I think
no.
Most
actually,
people will never sing or strip in public, right?
At least not with enough. You know, not unless I have enough margaritas. You know, I don't know. I was just talking about how the importance of feeling our emotions, of expressing our emotions, and how, you know, we've learned in our culture, and I think it's particularly true for women in certain ways and men in other ways, but both males and females in our culture have been raised to suppress emotions. And then what happens is, like, the more you suppress it, the more out of balance your emotions become, and then how you start to feel it in your body in various ways until you get these nasty wake-up calls, which I know both you and I have had the wake-up calls. You know, I had the early stages of cancer many years ago, and I know you had that rollover auto accident.
Yes. And I think I had other opportunities to have times for wake up as well, but I just wasn't quite ready. You know, they weren't big enough messages, I guess, at the time. You know, I've had biopsies. I had all kinds of strange things happen through the medical system. And, you know, trust me, that rollover wasn't the first time I've been dragged by a car. So, you know.
Yeah, I know.
When are we ready? When are we going to pay attention? And it's true. I think the majority of that comes from, it's like almost like a volcanic explosion. It's like you continue to stuff things inside until there's an eruption.
Right.
That's big enough to make you pay attention at that moment.
Right.
And then that moment, life's never going to be the same.
Absolutely. And, you know, sometimes we grow through those experiences and other times we just ignore them, view ourselves as victims of circumstances, you know, victims of, you know, our genetic heritage from our parents, and therefore we're more apt to get cancer, or victims of circumstances, you know, that bad driver, you know, was the one who caused the accident, not us, instead of understanding that we are vibrational beings and our vibration attracts to us our experiences.
And the experiences that are going to help us to move forward and evolve and grow from it. You know, we're given these healing opportunities, or like I like to call them growth opportunities. And yes, sometimes they're extremely uncomfortable.
Right.
But that's
right.
All it is an opportunity.
And one of the things that we talked about during our workshop is the importance of really spending some time paying attention to what our own belief system is about emotions. You know, we talked a lot about emotional guidance, and we can talk more about that after the break, but I think first and foremost, each of us needs to say, well, what was I taught about my emotions? And how do I feel about my emotions based on that? And, you know, if I'm not comfortable with my emotions, why not? You know, and whose voice it is it in my head?
Right, exactly. And, you know, as women tend to be more expressive early on until they're told that that's inappropriate. And the same thing with men, if they express, they're often told that's not appropriate for you as a boy to have those type of feelings or emotions and express them.
Right.
So, yes, we get a lot of feedback, don't we?
We do. We do. Well, when we come back after the break, we'll talk more about our workshop and some of the insights. And you were listening to Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. I'm Christine Upchurch. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. To get your free copy now, that's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Transform. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we're back on Authenticity Rising. And I'm happy to say I'm back on the Skype call. I'm hoping that I didn't get a curse by the Navajo sheriff. But I think we'll be able to do this without any problems.
Right. And you're talking about growth opportunities. I mean, you know, as you know, I've been on the radio many, many times, as you know, being interviewed. And this is a somewhat new process for me, being the one who does interviewing. And, you know, the fact that I was on air with nobody else to have a conversation with, it meant I was having an opportunity for a monologue, which I guess was a growth opportunity. But it's all good, and it's all authentic. And that's why our show is what it's about, because it's, you know, we can't get stressed over these little things that, you know, that as recovering control freaks as you and I both are, used to upset us terribly. And it's like, okay, let's just be in the flow and, you know, and allow.
Exactly. There's nothing we can do about it. It's just one of those things that happens. And I feel badly that I abandoned you so abruptly, because I can't, yeah, I know what it's like to have people doing chat window information to you, and you're trying to be in the flow of allowing information to come, keeping people occupied. It's too much sometimes. It's like you want to pull your hair out.
I know. And it's, you know, it is what it is, and it's all perfect. And, you know, I think that the more we say that within our lives, the more ease and expansion we experience. You know,
exactly.
It's all perfect.
It is. And so if anyone is wanting to share some insights or information on their journey of self-discovery into authenticity, we would love to hear from you. The number you can reach is 1-800-930-2819.
And now we were one more time.
Oh, one more time. 1-800-930-2819.
Yeah.
Was that singing in public or?
No, but you know, we'll give you an opportunity to do that if you'd like.
No, that's all right. There are some things I don't need to authentically express.
Yeah, it's funny because we tend to want to portray a certain image of ourselves. And, you know, it's not all bad, you know. Presenting ourselves in a positive way isn't all bad, but pretending like that's all of who we are actually is detrimental to our soul, detrimental to our growth. So, but that doesn't require that we have to step through all of our fears.
Not all at one time. No. And I do believe that, you know, that's what's happening on the planet right now. There's a lot of wonderful, brilliant teachers out there in the world that have amazing wisdom and insight to share with others, but some people just don't resonate or attract to them. And I think oftentimes it's because they only want their public persona to be known. And it's not like I'm talking about having, you know, the rags at the checkout stands and the headlines and gossip and that type of thing, you know, because I believe in personal privacy and that type of thing, but you have to be able to show that you're human. People need to be able to connect to that aspect of a teacher.
Yeah.
And I think you and I are showing we're human over and over again.
Oh, joy. You know, this past weekend workshop was wonderful. I mean, first of all, the setting up at in Loveland on Sunrise Ranch was fabulous, in that that house up on the hill, you know, with the rock room where they've built the house around this huge boulder. And the women who came were amazing in terms of, you know, they're very evolved in and of their own, you know, rights, and had lots to share. And it was like we were all taking a journey together.
Yes, we were. And it was just, you know, the sanctuary, the nature. I love connecting with nature in that way. And even though it was rather hot for this time of year in Colorado, it's something that it's very unusual. It was still a very comfortable setting. And you're right. So many people are on the spiritual path, have been on a spiritual path for many years and have so much wisdom to share with others. Yet we still have so much to learn.
Yes. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, we teach in our program is that we have information all around us that helps us step into our authenticity from the inner voices in our head, which, of course, can be, you know, both our true self or the various voices we've adopted over the years, our parents' voices, you know, religious voices, societal voices, our colleagues, our peers, you know, our other family members, where they're trying to tell us what to do within our heads. But, you know, it's all information, and which of it truly belongs to us and which of it really belongs to somebody else. But there's also all this external information from, you know, the synchronicities to the spoken words, you know, where you overhear a conversation and it gives you information, to the intuitive guidance, you know, what we feel in our gut, what we sort of hear in our minds, what we might see visually. And, you know, all that information is helping us along our journey to our true self.
And that's exactly why it's here and why we're so immersed in it. And I think that was one of the big aha moments for us, is when we realized everything is information.
Right.
It's all information. If we can just take a step back, depersonalize it, and get a broader perspective, it allows us to discern and sift through that information in order to make better informed decisions and choices in our life for forward movement and that toward that which with what we want to experience in this life.
Right. And, you know, the depersonalization of the information is huge. You know, when we realized it's all information, but so many times, like if we have this feeling, okay, I need to quit my job. There's something that doesn't feel good to me about my job. And you're thinking, well, maybe I need to quit. You're getting information because when you walk into the building to work in the mornings, your solar plexus is feeling tight and realize your heart's racing as you're driving to work and you're finding that you're eating more junk food. I mean, you've got all this information saying there's something out of balance about your life. And you think, oh, but I can't quit my job because I'm the sole provider or whatever. If you can first just depersonalize the information, say, oh, look at this, I'm getting information that I don't like my job. There's something about my work that doesn't feel good to me. And starting to make choices based on that information before you have all the fear come up associated with it, it makes a huge difference, you know? So if you can, like, okay, be the observer in your own life for a moment and say, okay, well, what's the information telling me?
And it could be something as simple as in your job, in this example, that you have certain tasks within your day that you dread, that you don't like to do. And it could be your habit to come in first thing in the morning, do the things that you do enjoy, the things that flow easily, the things that are really more in alignment with who you are as a person, and extracts that type of motivation from you and productivity. If you flip it around and do the things that don't bring you joy in your work, you know, that the tasks that aren't maybe what you feel to be your highest calling, get them done first thing in the morning, you may find that it opens up your day for all those things you enjoy more. But I think we tend to look at, okay, let's do what we want to do, what feels good in the moment, that instant gratification. And then we spend the majority of our time suffering through the things that we have to do.
Yeah, or dreading that when we are doing something that we enjoy, dreading that, you know, what's coming up we're not going to enjoy. So you can't actually enjoy what is you normally enjoy in the moment because you're so busy worrying about having to deal with that other stuff. And then in a work situation, it could also be about a relationship. It could be that when you go into work, there's a certain person you normally have to interact with who is bringing you grief for some reason. It's either bringing up some of your own issues or that person is crossing boundaries. And that too is information. So it's like the information comes in the form of maybe the tightness in the body somehow, the emotional, you know, up, inner turmoil or frustration or irritation. It might show up as extra weight or smoking cigarettes or, you know, whatever. But there's the more information about, well, what is it that's causing me problems? Because that information will help guide you into making a choice based on the information.
Exactly. And sometimes, you know, the information that's right in front of us that's causing the reaction, that instant reaction, isn't necessarily the cause of what's really embedded inside of our body, what our body is storing, possibly something from our childhood, you know, in any other time. And so it's when you can take that broader perspective and that step back, you gain more insight and wisdom. So you're better equipped to make the right choice.
Yeah. And choice is really what it's all about, whether it's a choice of thoughts, feelings, or action. We do have an opportunity in each moment to access and evaluate the information and make a choice. This is Christine Upchurch with Authenticity Rising. We're going to take a quick break now, and when we return, we're going to do our regular segment, Authenticity Rising into Action, where you get to play along. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. To get your free copy now, that's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Gratitude, asks the heart. Tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which strikes at your door and waits until you open it with grace. I am that which only wants to partner with you at any moment. I am that which wishes your expansion more than anything. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day? Stimulate the energy of the essence of gratitude in your life while bathing in this wonderful and powerful vibration with our diamond combo and transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Mm-hmm.
naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You, too, can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
This is Sabrina Fritz, and we are back on Authenticity Rising. And we were hoping to hear from some of our workshop participants regarding some of the steps they've taken into their journey into authenticity. But we realized that sometimes coming out on the air isn't always easy, because we know it isn't always easy to share our feelings and our emotions with those closest to us. In fact, that's probably even harder than a complete stranger, don't you think, Chris?
Yeah, we're so worried about other people's judgment of us because, you know, how we appear somehow translates to whether we're lovable or not. I mean, really, I think that's what it comes down to, because if we express our true feelings, if we express our true self, if we appear less than perfect or less than what somebody wants us to be, then we're worried that we're not going to get the love. And really, deep beneath that is this sense of not being lovable. And that's huge for us to face.
That's a scary thought for us to face, and fear of rejection. And, you know, I know a lot of my unworthiness issues that I still deal with almost daily, it seems like, tended to come from being raised in a Catholic school environment where we were being judged by our Creator for everything that we did.
Right. Which I think is so twisted. You know, I think that, you know, religions for many people serve an important purpose. But I do believe that this concept of a judgmental God is so out of alignment with the God or universal intelligence that I connect to on a regular basis. Because, you know, really, I think of how, you know, we as parents, you and I are both parents, absolutely love our children. You know, this perfect little baby comes into the world, and even if the baby isn't perfect in the conventional sense of the word, of, you know, maybe that there's some sort of defect or whatever, we love that child unconditionally, generally speaking. And I think of, you know, this sense of God or the divine or the source, whatever you want to call it, that it, they, whatever it is, loves and supports us in that same unconditional way. But it's hard for us to open our hearts and accept that.
It is hard for us to accept that. And I do agree that we, you know, are being loved and supported unconditionally. And anything else that we've been taught or picked up along the way is from a fabricated, man-made, fear-based belief system. Yeah. And actually, it's quite brilliant if you think about it, because it keeps us suppressed. It keeps us from fully realizing our true potential and making a big impact in this world, you know? And that can be very uncomfortable for a lot of people who just want to have everything nice and tidy inside of a little box and have mass consciousness fit into it as easily as possible.
Right, right. And, you know, I think it's really important for us at this time on our planetary evolution, if you will, to expand our perception of what it means to be connected, what it means to be a human being, and what's happening on our planet is really, on some level, determined by what's happening within us as a microcosm of the planet.
Yes, again, it goes back to where we are all on this together. You know, no one is out of alignment or not moving forward in this evolutionary time. And I know that we do have someone calling in right now.
Yes, we do. Peggy from Seattle is on the line. Peggy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Peggy.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thanks. How about you?
Good, thank you. So I can tell from your voice which Peggy you are, and I know you've been at one of our workshops.
I have. I think it may have been the first one.
So what did you want to share today, Peggy?
I just wanted to share an experience I've had in terms of becoming more authentic and coming from a place of being a relatively quiet person. And through my lifetime, people reacting to me, you know, and sort of projecting an image, because really now I realize that's about the only information they had.
Right.
And through time, I've kind of realized that as I become more authentically who I am and take the risk, that my relationships have become so much more rich and full. And not only am I able to share myself, which feels really good, but I see others in so much more of a full way. People will share themselves with me because I've been vulnerable with them.
Right. So your showing up more fully in who you are invites them and allows them the opportunity to do the same.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. And I love that.
Yeah. That's beautiful. And I think that it is difficult for us sometimes to take the risk, because it is risky, isn't it, to really show up fully, because it's possible for relationships to end when we do that.
That's true, and yet what's left is the ones that really work and the ones that are about who you really are. Uh-huh. And that's been such a rich discovery.
And you no longer have to put on a false persona or hide your emotions and your feelings in order to be accepted, it sounds like.
That's true. That's true. And early on, it felt like I'd work it into a story about, well, they don't see me, or I'm invisible, or I'm not worth knowing, or something, when really it was more about how I was in the situation. And so whatever that image was, whatever that image of perfection or whatever that I was afraid of, it was just limiting everything. It was preventing me from being who I am and getting into a real authentic relationship, I guess.
Yeah, that's great.
But, the old stories that we all grow up with, we kind of work that into the fabric. And that it's really hard to get out of it unless you grab that edge, which feels like fear at the time. But if you recognize it for the risk that it is towards a growth opportunity, it's just a brilliant moment that can lead you to the other side and really lead to a richness that's great.
Beautiful.
Well, thank you so much, Peggy, for sharing your experience. And I look forward to hearing more about that. Unfortunately, now we're out of time. So I do appreciate you coming forward before and being brave in that journey. And it's been great.
That was part of my journey.
So we want to invite you to, we actually want to dare you to express a feeling this week that doesn't feel comfortable. So those of you who are listening, at some point during this week, there's going to be a feeling that comes up for you that doesn't feel either acceptable or comfortable to share. Share it anyway.
Yes, and find your true empowerment on the other side.
Yeah. And if you want to contact us, you can go to our website at authenticityrising.com. All of our information's there about workshops. And we're also on Facebook, Authenticity Rising with Christine and Sabrina. So thank you, Peggy, for calling. Thank you, Sabrina, for the fun time here in Colorado. Hot but great. And those of you who are listening, please join us here every Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Pacific time. So please rise to the occasion of your life. It'll be interesting to see what unfolds. Thanks. This is Christine Upchurch. See you next week.
You've you've been listening to Authenticity Rising. Join Christine and Sabrina each Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Authenticity Rising provides you with simple solutions for stepping into true empowerment, leading you to greater joy, ease, and abundance. Tune in each week as Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz inspire you to rise to the occasion of your life. For more information about Authenticity Rising, visit www.authenticityrising.com.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.